Welcome to the Stratford Culleton's True Champions. I'm your host, Henry Hatterlein. Tonight on the program, we're going to take a look back at one of the greatest and most unbelievable playoff games in Culleton hockey history. But first off, we're going to continue our profile on former Culleton Eddie Olczyk. Now, here's former Culleton color commentator Clark Heyman.
Eddie Olczyk's probably the best talented junior B hockey player I've ever seen. And Nelson Emerson was a close second, mind you. But Eddie was a better gifted player and could electrify the crowd. Best PR hockey player that Stratford's ever had, I think. And he still mentions Stratford today if you see him interviewed on CBC television.
He and LeVar were the first two major American imports to come into Stratford, and I think maybe the first two imports, period, from the United States. But they started a trend. The Culletons have had a lot of American players come up since that time, as many as five and six in any given year. Olczyk, when he was here, he's probably the most mature and personable 16-year-old that you would ever find. I mean, he was just an outstanding young man. He got right into the community, seemed to take a particular interest in the mental health of youngsters in the community, and he participated in mental health promotions at the Eileen Langley School for the Disabled and things of that nature. And he was into the Big Brothers bowl-a-thons, and he was into the sportsman's dinner. Here's a 16-year-old showing up there, one of the main attendees at a sportsman's dinner. So he's unquestionably the most popular import that the Culletons have ever had.
That same season, the Culletons would find themselves in a series with the London Diamonds in the OHA quarterfinals. It was the fourth game in that series that Stratford fans would witness another great Culleton memory.
Everybody talks about the great series against the London Diamonds, and that's when the two highly touted draft choices, Eddie Olczyk and Simpson from London, went head-to-head, and tremendous press and media coverage throughout this whole area of Western Ontario. We had games in the I think it was called Treasure Island Gardens or something at that time, but the London Gardens, that drew close to 5,000 fans. The attraction was Olczyk, along with Simpson from London, but it was just an unbelievable series.
It was game four. The series was 2-1 for Stratford. There was a face-off in the London end. The London goaltender was a kid by the name of Craig Millington, who's currently in the National Hockey League. That whole play developed so exquisitely, it went beyond a Hollywood script. There was, I think it was 8 seconds to go, Stratford coach Dave Cressman called for a stick measurement on a kid by the name of Brad Jansen. And that's when the drama really started, because as soon as the referee took Brad Jansen's stick, Jansen went directly to the penalty box and got in the box and didn't wait for the referee to come back. As he went across the, as he was in the penalty box, Stratford called a timeout. Their bench was just by the penalty box. And when Olczyk skated by the penalty box, Jansen, whose job had been in that series to shadow Olczyk, opened the door of the penalty box and yelled at Olczyk for, try and win a faceoff for a change. So what happened was Olczyk squared off against Craig Simpson, won the draw absolutely cleanly back to the point. Mark Maui wound up and put a slap shot in the top corner just over Billington's right shoulder. The thing I remember most about that play was that all the players skated out and mobbed Mark Maui. I remember Olczyk reaching in the net, getting the puck, and as Jansen skated over the London bench, Olczyk tossed him the puck and said, I won that draw. and then they ended up winning that game. Actually, the drama continued almost beyond belief, because that tied the game, and then the game went into double overtime. Really good player who came from Chicago with Olczyk was named Mark LeVar. Mm-hmm. He had suffered a Charlie horse in a previous game and took one shift in the first period and didn't play. In between the first and second overtime, there was a bit of a scuffle in the dressing room between Mark Maui and LeVar, where Mally was the captain and undeniable leader of the team. And he and LeVar ended up in a bit of an argument about, you know, how hurt LeVar was and so on. So the team came out for the second overtime, and about 5 minutes in the second overtime, the door underneath the press box opened, and LeVar had put his stuff back on and came out to play. And Dave Cressman waved for him to stay on the ice, and as fate would have it, LeVar scored.
Wow.
And LeVar scored the goal, so it almost went end-to-end to score, and that was actually his last shift as a Culleton, because he really did hurt his leg, and he wasn't able to play the rest of the year.
Coming up next time on the program, we'll finish our look at the 82-83 season, and we're also going to take a look at the Culleton's most intense rival, the Waterloo Siskins. All that and more next time on the Stratford Culleton's True Champions.